allowing euthanasia has suddenly become an election issue. The Law Reform Commission is looking into the matter. We did know that already. It's due to give its review back to the Queensland Parliament in March 2021. But in a surprise campaign announcement yesterday, the leader of the Labor Party and the Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, said if re-elected, her government would introduce assisted dying legislation a month earlier, in February next year.
I think it is very important that people have dignity in death. And that is why I have said very clearly yesterday that if we are re-elected, we will introduce legislation in February. This is a very personal decision between an individual and the medical practitioners. It is a very, very important issue that people discuss for their end-of-life care. And yes, I would vote for it. It's a very important issue for Queenslanders. It has been raised with me countless times, and there is no reason that any extra assistance that the Law Reform Commission is needed can bring that forward so the Parliament can have a vote. And as I said, it'll be a conscience vote for the members of my team if we are re-elected. And I hope it is a conscience vote for all parliamentarians.
So that was the Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, saying she would vote in support of voluntary assisted dying legislation when it is finally brought before the Parliament. Well, for her part, the LNP leader refused to be drawn on whether she would personally support voluntary euthanasia. Deb Frecklington has previously said that her MPs would be allowed a conscience vote on the matter, but today she says she's not going to be declaring her stance until after she's had a chance to see the proposed laws.
Well, look, this is a very deeply personal issue, and one of which I'll be consistent on, and that is I will wait and see the response from the Law Reform Commission. I mean, this is an issue that is serious, and it affects people's lives, so it is important that we listen to the complex nature of the laws, and that's why the Law Reform Commission is looking at drafting those laws. What I'll say is this. I believe that no one should have to die alone or in pain.
So that was Deb Frecklington. So we've heard the stance of both the major leaders of the major political parties in Queensland, but given the complexity of the legal minefield that you would imagine would surround a system that allowed people to choose to end their own life with medical intervention, we wondered whether there would be any concern within the legal fraternity around getting a hurry on, telling the Law Commission, come on, let's get this in front of the Parliament sooner than anticipated. Christine Smythe is a former president of the Queensland Law Society, and she is an expert in elder law and law around secession. And she has some very good knowledge around this area of expertise. So I asked her, was she concerned that the Law Reform Commission would be sped up in its view of the proposed laws?
Well, it's obviously very emotive legislation. Queensland began an inquiry into the voluntary assisted dying legislation in November of 2018. Between then and over the course of more than a year, the government's health committee accepted 4,019 written submissions. They held 34 hearings across the state, and they heard evidence from over 502 witnesses. On the balance, the government's health committee found that Queenslanders were in favour of the legislation. So in March of this year, the government's health committee presented their report and draft legislation to government. In March of this year, the government's health committee recommended that Parliament debate the draft legislation with a view to enacting it. But instead, the government referred it to the Queensland Law Reform Commission for consideration. Now, the Queensland Law Reform Commission's task was not to debate whether or not we should have that legislation, but rather it was to consider what form the legislation should take. And 5 days ago, the Queensland Law Reform Commission published its consultation paper calling for further submissions, with the closing date for those submissions as the 27th of November this year. Now, today, the Premier has reported that her reasons for bringing the voluntary assisted dying legislation into her political campaign was because of its importance to Queenslanders. But in March of this year, the Premier was already aware of the level of its importance to Queenslanders. She knew it was important and clearly took the view that its impact was such that the draft legislation really needed testing and deeper consideration by experts. Legislation, especially this type of legislation, should be developed thoughtfully and with full consideration of the issues. It ought not be the byproduct of political expedience. The Premier had a draft back in March. But back in March, she was aware of its importance and presumably aware of the risk of rushing legislation. So the question needs to be asked, why rush it through now and why bring it forward a month?
Why people might think a month doesn't make a huge difference in the greater scheme of things. Why would you argue differently?
Well, she's arguing that it should be brought forward in February. What happens after the election? Christmas. Organisations shut down over Christmas, people take annual leave over Christmas. It takes quite some time for everybody to get back into the full swing of things. So the issue there will be whether or not those organisations that have a proper and legitimate interest in making the submissions that they need to make, whether they themselves will have the resources and the people power to respond appropriately. Now, she's reported as saying that she'll allow the vote on the legislation to be a conscience vote, not along party lines. And there will be people whose views differ on religious grounds, broader public policy measures and so on. So it won't be a vote on party lines. She's saying that all members of parliament should have the capacity to make a conscience vote. So for the listeners out there, it will in fact be a matter for your individual politician in your individual electorate. The legislation itself has strong conditions placed on it. Medically assisted dying can only be provided to those with a terminal illness who are suffering in its terminal phase, and there are a number of fail-safes built into the draft legislation. For example, it requires two medical opinions. It must be voluntary. The people who are going through that process need to understand it, and they need to explain it to different doctors. The people have to have capacity. It's not simply someone who is tired of living. So what we're dealing with here is voluntary. The emphasis is on voluntary assisted dying. And the objective is to bring dignity to the process. The obvious reason is in a political climate where there's not a lot to differentiate between the parties. This is an issue that has overwhelming support of Queenslanders. But unfortunately, this announcement has a look of populism.
We're hearing here from Christine Smyth, former president of the Queensland Law Society, also an expert in secession and elder law. What are the most contentious issues that the Law Reform Commission would be looking through right now? What are some of the legal minefields with allowing people to seek medical intervention to end their lives?
Well, the primary issue is this aspect around, is it truly voluntary? Are these people making this decision because this is what they feel, not whether or not they're being pressed by financial difficulties in not being able to access the right palliative care, the right medical care, the right medications to ease their pain. So long as there's those issues around those financial pressures that might push someone to make a decision if they didn't have those financial pressures. There's also the issues of family pressures around it's distressing and deeply difficult to watch someone that you love and care for suffer. But it's really important to understand that that is your suffering, not their suffering, and to differentiate between the two. So these issues really need to be teased out to ensure that it's actually voluntary, that the person who's suffering the terminal illness really does appreciate the decision, the gravity of the decision that they're making, and then that they are not being influenced by others' interests or other pressures.
Christine Smyth, former president of the Queensland Law Society. Ending that look at the voluntary assisted dying legislation that is before the Law Reform Commission. They've been told to hurry up by the Premier. She'd like to see their review handed back to the Parliament by February next year, when originally the date was set for March. So a bit of discussion around whether speeding up the process will lead to a worse outcome. And I guess only time will tell.